Page 78. Read. Dr. Molly.
Molly's mother was worried. As she packed for her business trip to Japan, Molly stood beside her with a notebook and a pencil. "Do you have your passport, Mom?" she asked.
"I do."
"Good," said Molly. "Your destination is Tokyo, so you should be at the airport 2 hours early. Remember, passengers can only check 2 bags. Molly, thanks for trying to help, but I'm worried about your father," replied her mother. "He isn't feeling well, and I have to go on this trip. Please take good care of him while I'm gone." "I'll be a good doctor and look after him, Mom, just like you look after me," Molly said. "Thank you," said her mother. Soon, Molly's mother left for the airport. The next morning, Molly's father came to the breakfast table. He didn't look well. "How do you feel, Dad?" Molly asked. "I have a bad earache. I think I'm sick," her father answered. "Then you should take some medicine and go back to bed," said Molly. "I'm going to take care of you all day." "I don't think so, Molly. I've got things to do," replied her father. "Dad," said Molly, "Mom put me in charge. I'm the doctor." "Okay, you win. Thank you, Molly," replied her father. Molly looked at the kitchen clock. It was 9 a.m. Should she call her mom? What time was it in Japan? She remembered what her mother told her the day before. Tokyo is 16 hours ahead of Los Angeles. Molly added some numbers in her notebook. It was 1 o'clock in the morning in Tokyo. Her mom was asleep. Molly sent a text message to her mother. Saturday, 9 a.m. "Hi, Mom. Dad is sick now. He has an earache, so I put him to bed and gave him medicine. Don't worry. I know you're sleeping. Love, Dr. Molly." Molly's messages continued through the day. Saturday, 11 a.m. "Hi, Mom. Now Dad has a headache and a fever, so I'm giving him lots of water to drink. I also put a cold washcloth on his forehead. I know it's 3 in the morning in Tokyo. Don't worry. Love, Dr. Molly." Saturday, 2 p.m. "Hi, Mom. Dad has a cold now. He's sneezing a lot. He's very noisy. I gave him lots of tissues. It's 2 p.m. here, so I know it's 6 in the morning in Tokyo. Love, Dr. Molly." At 5 in the afternoon, the phone rang. Molly picked it up. "Hello, this is Dr. Molly speaking." "Molly, it's Mom. How's your dad?" "He's just fine, Mom. His fever is gone, his headache is gone, his earache is gone, and his sneezing is almost gone. He's watching TV and drinking orange juice." "That's great. I was so worried." "Good job, Molly," replied her mother. "You're welcome, Mom. And the cell phone says that it's 5 p.m. here, so it's 9 a.m. in Tokyo. You should eat some breakfast." "Ha! Thank you, Molly. And maybe you should study for that science test tomorrow," replied her mother.